Tamara. I already got one question though. Tamara says, "Hi Michelle, I would like to hear a song of Michelle, Say Yes." We're gonna play that later.
Okay.
And I have a question for Michelle. How did she like it at Destiny's Child, and would you ever go back?
That is the question that everybody wants to know. 10 years later, I think that's... First of all, I think it's
cool. Is it 10 years ago?
It's been 10 years since we've toured or put out an album together. So 10 years later, people are still asking what's going on with the group. So the fact is, I think I miss the music, but we're still friends. We FaceTime each other. We call each other. We hang out at each other's homes all the time. Mm-hmm. So... I'm grateful just for friendship and sisterhood.
Yeah,
you know,
sisterhood.
I like that
word.
That's really important.
Yeah, powerful word. Yep. Okay, but if you, since you guys are hanging out so much together, you never think, okay, I have a studio in my house. Let's just drop in and do something.
You know, and no one ever talks about it. I just think, of course it would be nice to happen, but if it doesn't, we still have each other.
That is so true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we all are living our lives. You know, I'm living my life.
Yeah.
And I'm having a blast. I'm here in Amsterdam.
I see that. Yeah. And how would you say that the time with Destiny's Child, how did that influence the artist that you are today?
I think it influenced me in a great way being in Destiny's Child. I think the work ethic, the experiences, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I always refer back to moments. We've worked with some of the greatest people on the planet that helped shape and mold us, and we're still in touch with those today that are still helping us, you know, along our career path.
Yeah.
So
also along your solo career path.
I wouldn't trade it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm remembering. I got a question also here. Hot dates. Date me. Someone says date me. Okay.
Date you?
Yeah, date you. Yeah. Joanne says, Michelle, I love your voice. Somebody says, why can't we watch live? Well, that's because we're in Amsterdam and not in Rotterdam in the studio, but you can watch live at your Periscope, of course.
Yes.
And
Periscope me at Real Michelle W, and you can watch this interview live.
And speaking of dating, do you have time for love while you're busy like that? Say Sana.
Do I have time for love?
Yeah.
You make time for what you want.
And do you want to make time for love?
I've made time for love, yeah. I've made time for it.
So do you have a loved one in your life?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't. I'm working on... Kind of just working on myself at the moment. Mm. And I've had a really... I'm on a real good rhythm.
Mm.
Of working on myself, you know, making sure I'm whole and healed from some other stuff before I get into something long-term. Because the next relationship, I want it to be long-term.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure. I'm not going to be perfect, but I want to make sure that I'm as cool as possible in my heart and soul before I kind of give that to somebody else.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. Let the universe work
us magic.
Some of
us, we rush into stuff and we don't really work on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
work
on your crazy. Because some of us got some crazy that needs to be worked on.
I see, that's funny because all the ladies in this, there are a lot of ladies in the studio and they're all watching Michelle like, yeah, she's right.
That's real talking. We have
to
work on yourself, ladies, so that you can be amazing, that you can be strong.
Strong.
So you don't settle.
That's the key word.
You know, keep your standards. You know, if people call you stuck up, you're like, well, I'm just not going to lower my standards for anybody.
I think that's a good message for a lot of women.
For
listening.
Everybody. For men, too.
Yeah.
You know, be strong and don't lower your standards.
With that being... Yeah.
With those standards, you have to be the standard, too.
You have to set the standard.
Set the standard.
Yeah.
Be the standard. You can't require something that you're not.
That is true. That
so
is
if you
true.
Want a man with a nice six pack, I'm going to need you to do
you
some
have
crunches
one too,
young lady. You know?
I love this. This is kind of like a love talk with Michelle Williams.
You know, that's where it goes.
Love this subject. Okay, I'm going to spin some Destiny's Child. Later on, Say Yes. And we're going to talk some more about the Bim Ray Gospel Festival.
Yes, it's coming up Sunday, December 13th.